strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Bragg apparently is thinking about charging Trump under a felony version of the business records law. The whole thing doesn't make any sense at all.
Why would a Wookiee, an 8-foot-tall Wookiee, want to live on Endor with a bunch of 2-foot-tall Ewoks? Does that make sense? Ladies and gentlemen, I am not making any sense. None of this makes sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The situation is stabilizing.
Is she serious?
And the U.S. banking system remains sound.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Understand that you're in the front row, and you feel comfortable, and you get questions on the table.
Shut up!
And what has just occurred this last 10, 15 minutes is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. So we're either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
I'm not mad, just disappointed.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So Donald Trump hasn't responded to DeSantis yet in this interview in the New York Post, and it's going to run on Fox Nation. And I'm assuming they're going to start running cuts of it tonight on the Fox News channel. But this is what Trump said. He did this an hour ago. This is on Truth Social, obviously, and this is about the pending charges against him. Reports, and almost everybody says, even after in-depth legal study and review, that there was, and then this is all in caps, no crime, no affair, no bookkeeping error or misdemeanor, comma, all continuing all caps, no nothing other than now proven lies by Michael Cohen, a convicted felon and perjurer, and the strong likelihood of an extortion plot against me. That's now we're back to regular non-capitalization. So after getting crushed, there it is, all caps again, yesterday by Cohen's highly respected attorney with the case against me, all caps, fully disproven, why is the DA searching for yet another quote-unquote witness? Then all in caps, Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, that's a good question. Who is this next witness? They keep coming up with these mystery witnesses. Yesterday, much to their chagrin, it was Robert Costello, who just tore them apart. That guy was perfect last night. He was really excellent. And he was totally buttoned up. He was well dressed, and he was totally sober. And he said, "Look, I was his lawyer. I never would have spoken out if he hadn't given me the waiver of the attorney-client privilege. But I'm watching him on TV, and he's lying. He's lying about everything." He said, "I have to stay." He said, "It's my duty as an officer of the court," or words to that effect, to say something. And to point out that this guy is full of it. And so he came on and he did. And he was great. So now they're looking for a new witness, obviously. 844-500-4242. So we're talking about Biden trying to read the poem. 860 says, if they'd put in the poet about the man from Nantucket, you know he'd read it. Oh, he's Ron Burgundy. He'll read whatever you put in front of him. Only thing is, Ron Burgundy will read it as written. Biden, there's no way. He's Ron Burgundy if Ron Burgundy is 85 years old and his brain is gone. 844-500-4242-508. I really, really, really hope any protests are peaceful ones. I don't think they're going to be violent. That's not going to be a problem. 844-500-4242. On Sunday they had the people in the cars out in front of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. Trump was looking at showing the pictures to us when we were at that golf club. He was happy with it. They had boats out on the Intercoastal Waterway on Sunday afternoon. I mean, it wasn't like a huge Trump rally, but they were coming by every few minutes with the big Trump flags on them again. I mean, everybody's angry about what's happening.
844-500-4242.
An engineer, poet, Cuban-American, Richard Blanco, returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural Barack and Me, a poem, one today. It says, "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county.
Is it that tough of a word? County, country? One moon like a silent drum tapping on every rooftop and window. Maybe it's just me. I've never seen a silent drum tapping on a rooftop or a window.
The correct word is country.
But what about the silent drum tapping on every rooftop? Is that what?
Yeah, it's poetry. It's going to be inherently weird.
"Every rooftop and every window of one country, county.
See, he settled on county, but it's actually country.
It's actually country?
Yes, it's actually country.
Is he a practitioner or a student of country music? Or is he of county music? All right. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I know that the president sometimes listens to your program, or sometimes you run into him, and for the day that he is inevitably arrested and booked, I'd like to suggest a strategy that he fills his pockets full of thumb drive copies of Hunter Biden's hard drive laptop.
That's not bad, Dennis. That's not bad. He's, he's talking a good game, but anyone would be depressed. And I think the fact that, you know, if they go after you and they got you cold and you know you did something, that's one thing. I mean, you know, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. But in this case, he didn't do anything. Or he didn't do anything that anyone else in the world ever has been prosecuted for. Certainly no one in politics. And certainly never a former president of the United States. That's what's got to be, you know, bugging the hell out of him. I know it would bug the hell out of me, and I think it would bug the hell out of you as well. It's patently unfair. It's not right to be doing this in a country that is supposedly a country of laws, rather than of men. This is, we overuse the phrase these days, but it's appropriate, banana republic. This is third world crap. This is what you do. Someone is ousted from the presidential palace, and you track them to Florida. You know, like they used to do, like Batista always had to have bodyguards around when he was in between his dictatorships in Havana, because they were always looking for him to grab him. It's, you know, do whatever they could to him. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, quick question. In the war of words between Trump and DeSantis, who's going to win the long haul?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what people are looking for, Peter. Who do you think?
I think Trump will win in the long run. I can't see him. He hasn't lost at anything, no matter what they throw at him.
No, he hasn't. But, you know, sometimes it seems like he went a little. I thought yesterday he went a little overboard when he came back at DeSantis so hard, saying he's going to be accused of something someday with an underage girl. Or even a guy. I mean, those pictures that Trump tweeted out, I mean, he was with, that was when he was teaching at a private school in Georgia. And he was with some girls, but I mean, he was a teacher. And I don't know that those girls were even drinking alcohol. I mean, that could have just been some kind of regular, you know, Sunday evening get together. I don't know. If you're gonna take a shot at somebody, you better have it lined up pretty well. Make sure you got everything. 978 says Biden is Mo Ron Burgundy. Very good. I like that. Hasn't Congress paid like $20 million over the last 20 years in hush money? Pretty sure. So you know what? It's really weird. Because we tried to look up the Congressional Slush Fund during one of the breaks when we were talking about this earlier. And guess what? Good luck finding it on Google. It's one of those things. You know, if it said Republican trust slush fund that only pays off victims of Republicans, you know that would be everywhere. That would be a series of entries on Wikipedia, Google, everything. But because this covers both parties, and we think probably a majority are Democrats, because usually a majority are Democrats in the Congress, it's getting a good leaving alone from social media. 844-500-4242. If someone can find us a link to the Congressional Slush Fund, please let us know. Seems to be as vanished as any mentions of the legislative hush fund on Beacon Hill. 844 NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Stop in at any of their locations, including Concord, New Hampshire, opening this month. To find your 110 Grill, go to 110grill.com.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Want to make a big impact without breaking the bank? Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones, Raycon's got you covered with premium audio at the perfect price point. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is 20 years later, was the invasion of Iraq by the U.S. a mistake? I didn't think so then, but yes, it was a mistake. Yes, I thought so then, and I think so now. Or no, it was the right thing to do.
I didn't think so then, but I do now. The first option.
59% say I didn't think so then, but I think so now. 24% say yes, thought it was a mistake all along. And 17% say they never thought it was a mistake.
All right. 844-500-4242. So again, the Daily Mail is the only ones that are reporting this right now. I thought somebody else would have picked it up, but you know, the Daily Mail isn't always perfect. Donald Trump will likely be indicted on Wednesday, tomorrow, but it won't appear before a judge in New York until next week, dailymail.com has learned. There will be no arraignment this week, a source familiar with the proceedings told Daily Mail exclusively on Tuesday. The former president, who is currently in Florida, is expected to be formally charged tomorrow, after which the Manhattan District Attorney's Office will reach out to Trump and his Secret Service details to make arrangements for his surrender, according to the insider. The grand jury meets 3 days a week. And again, this is a grand jury in Manhattan, which is overrun with criminals that aren't being charged. And they've got a grand jury investigating a misdemeanor. It's ridiculous. The grand jury meets on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So they have a witness tomorrow. They're going to have to move pretty fast for a grand jury if they're going to have a witness tomorrow, and then they're going to draw up unless, of course, the indictment is already drawn up, which is certainly possible. Again, the immortal words of somebody, a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich. And that's the kind of grand jury this is, I think. But so it, I'm not sure this is a true story or not, that he's going to be indicted. 844-500-4242, 617. You're missing the whole point of the women thing with DeSantis. Trump is pointing out that an innocent picture taken with women or a man can be used against him in a made-up lie like they did with him. Why can't you see that? If it goes over your head, she can't even, the guy's just into a personal attack on me and Grace. That we can't, I think there's more to it than that.
The only way to take that is a threat that he's going to dig up some dirt on him. And he said that, and he has not minced words before, that he's got a lot of things to say about DeSantis that haven't come out yet.
Right. It's a lot more than just a simple picture. And I was thinking about that today, too. I mean, I've always had pictures taken with everybody. Everybody wants to have a picture taken with me. I take it. One time I had a picture taken with a guy that ended up in the Globe. He was a convicted felon, and he thought it made me look bad. I thought, what the hell do I care? You wanted your picture taken with me? Hell, I thought it was pretty funny.
Wasn't there a picture of John Kerry at a bachelorette party or something? They had some funny-shaped straws.
The straws that were shaped like a
phallic straws.
A male appendage, shall we say. Yes. That was on Nantucket, right? That was near the clam shack. 844. He drove over from the clam shack on his pink bicycle. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Howie. I can't believe you have a picture with a convicted felon. I'm laughing all the way in my car. That's so funny.
But it was Harold Brown. He became a friend of mine. His name was Harold Brown. Yeah, I didn't care. And he took out a full page ad in the Herald and the Globe, and he called me up and said, "What'd you think of that?" And I said, "I wish you'd have taken out three ads in the Herald instead of one in the Globe and one in the Herald." That's my only complaint.
Beautiful.
Go ahead.
That's beautiful. But no, I'm worried about the president. I'm also, you played that, the poem that he couldn't even read. Now, here's a guy, the leader of our country, and he can't even read a simple poem.
I know.
It's concerning.
Not that the poem makes a lick of sense. But still, I mean, he should be able to know the difference between country and county. You know,
correct.
is that asking too much?
Really? Right. Exactly. These areas run in our country. That's worrisome.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Andrew McCarthy said the jury met Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay, I don't know. I'm just going by what Red State is saying here. But whatever they usually try to there's often some discrepancy in the reporting about when a grand jury meets, because they don't usually make that stuff public. It's not like the docket in the lobby of the courthouse where they tell you what the cases are and what courtroom they're in and who the judge is. It's different. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. About Trump versus DeSantis and Trump versus the world. I'm Howie Carr. The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycons got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. With buy now, pay later options, and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. One of our listeners, Gail from Texas, sent me a link to a CNN story about the settlements in sexual harassment and otherwise settlements in Congress. Congress paid, this is from 2017, between 1997 and 2017, 20 years, Congress paid out $17 million in settlements. $17 million, but they don't know how much of this is sexual harassment or some other kind of workplace harassment, racial, religious, disability, et cetera, et cetera. On Thursday, the Office of Compliance released additional information indicating it has paid victims more than $17 million since its creation in the 1990s. That includes all settlements, not just related to sexual harassment, but also discrimination and other cases. Just looking here. There have been 268 settlements. This is, again, as of 6 years ago. Representative Jackie Speier, the California Democrat who unveiled a bill to reform the OAS, the Office of Compliance, announced there had been 260 settlements. But they don't know how many of these were sexual harassment settlements. But they're all NDAs, I guess, or they don't release the names of the victims or the perpetrators. It is unclear how much of the $17 million is money paid to sexual harassment cases because of the Office of Compliance's complex reporting system. The number of settlements reached may not be indicative of how widespread sexual harassment is, as many victims choose not to proceed with the process for handling complaints. All right. So we know a little bit more about it then. 844-500-4242. Okay, we have some more Biden sound cuts here. We'll take some calls here, but I want to play these cuts. Cut one.
I have absolutely no talent at all. None.
We know that.
And you won. I don't know how the hell that happened. 11 enemies, 26 nominations, honored numerous times.
11 enemies. She won 11 enemies. Let's hear that one again.
I have absolutely no talent at all. None. And you won. How the hell that happened. 11 enemies, 26 nominations, honored numerous times.
11 enemies. I wish I only had 11 enemies. Cut two.
She embraces life's absurdity with absolute wit.
She embraces a life of what?
Life's absurdity with absolute wit.
Surgency. Surgency. What word is he trying to say there, Taylor?
I think he was saying she embraces life's absurdity.
Okay, one more time.
She embraces life's absurdity with absolute wit.
I think you may be right. Cut three.
As I said today, when I said every time I open the closet, I see her when I got introduced to Vera. And Jill turned to me and said, what are you saying that for? There's all those labels.
They're easily amused, that crowd. Cut five.
Flying since birth, he picked up a guitar at age 9. A pioneering artist bridging.
A pioneer. Embracing a life of okay, this is him addressing Bruce Springsteen, well-known Democrat frontrunner. Cut seven.
As they say in South Philly and North Wilmington, a Jersey boy. I just want you to know, Bruce, there was a lawsuit that was between the governor of Delaware and the governor of New Jersey, and it's now a matter of law. We owe we own Delaware, owns the Delaware up to the high water mark in New Jersey. So for all I know, I could claim you as part of Delaware before.
We own. Cut eight.
And by the way, I want to warn you. There are two types. The medals are beautiful. The ribbons are hung on. One doesn't separate. So any woman who I'm giving the one medal to, please don't get angry with me if I mess up your hair.
He thinks a lot about women's hair, doesn't he? Thinks a lot more about that. Listen, I'm in a poetic mood. We're going to go back to the calls after this, but I got to hear the poem one more time. Because, you know, that's the, I'm a lyrical kind of guy. And this is free verse, very free verse. Cut six.
An engineer, poet, Cuban-American, Richard Blanco, returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural Barack and me. A poem, one today, it says, "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping at every rooftop and every window on every of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county.
Was that part of the poem when he said, "Let me start again," and then he repeated it like a blues lyric, like Robert Johnson, who I'm a little more familiar with than Mr. Senior Blanco? 844-500-4242. 339 says they are laughing at Biden, not with him. I think, yeah, there could be a little bit of the nervous giggle in there mixed in with just someone that incoherent. I mean, if someone like this was at the KFC breakfast speaking in so incoherently, you would be nervous a little bit, embarrassed for them. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Howie, this is unbelievable how he's still our president. I just don't know what to say about it. It's baffling. But what I do want to get to is the Trump DeSantis thing. I don't know if maybe a different way to look at it is that Trump is maybe trying to warn him of what and how he's going to be attacked. Not so much that Trump is going to attack it.
No, I don't. I disagree. I think Trump really thinks that he's terribly disloyal. I mean, the very fact that Trump is now saying, well, you know, we've had good governors in Florida for a very long time. Even Charlie Crist was a good governor. I mean, maybe Charlie Crist was okay, but I mean, Charlie Crist has beclowned himself since he first ran against Marco Rubio for the Senate and then became an independent and then became a Democrat and ran for Congress. And you should have seen him running for the governor last year. I don't know how many people outside of Florida saw him, but he looked like something out of an escapee from Madame Tussauds wax museum. I mean, with his hair was all lacquered up, and he resembled a piano player of the 1950s and 60s who laughed all the way to the bank, if you know what I mean. I mean, to talk about Charlie Crist in a positive light for anybody. I mean, Nikki Fried, who he defeated in the Democrat primary, made sport of him. No, he's, I don't think he's trying to warn DeSantis. He's just really angry. And he mentioned again, he was at 3% of the polls when I endorsed him. 3%. Nobody liked him. 844-500-4242. Jong, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jong.
Howie, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Please, Howie, if you work for the government, you'd be convicted of cruel and unusual punishment. Keeping the people on hold, listening to this guy. I've lost IQ points. Okay, let me get into this real quick. I had the same thought myself as Trump's trying to warn DeSantis. But wasn't Trump with, the owner of Fox News. I can't think of it off the top of my head now.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, wasn't he buddy-buddy when he was running, and all of a sudden he started stabbing him in the back? DeSantis better watch out. Another thing, Howie.
No, that's Rupert's. You're absolutely right. That's Rupert's M.O. I mean, he's with you, and then he's against you. You know, that's the way he operates. You know, he's looking out for Rupert Murdoch. You know, he's 92 years old now, and he just got divorced 7 months ago, and he's announced his engagement. I mean, it kind of reminds me of what my Aunt Mabel used to say: "There's no fool like an old fool." I don't get it. He wasn't like this 40 years ago. That's all I can say. But you know what? Who was like they are today 40 years ago? Even if you were alive. But go ahead, John.
Howie, I got one more thing. So trying to find the hush money, is that just as hard as finding how much John Kerry gets paid?
You know what? Yes, it's equally impossible. We're gonna find out what John Kerry gets paid supposedly in November 2024 afterwards. You know damn well if the Republicans had taken over the Senate, or if the Republicans somehow managed to take over the Senate, he'd be gone in an instant, because he doesn't want to deal with those committees. I think he somehow feels that he can blow off the House committees, but I don't think he could blow off the Senate committee. For some reason, I don't know what the difference is. I thought he was going to be gone in January, one way or another. But I think his private jet owned by us is just too much to give up. You know, plus the fine dining. You know, on the arm, everything on the arm, including the jet.
Well, I have to have some meetings. We're gonna try to save the planet by jawboning, and then we're gonna get off to an early lunch, or maybe it's a brunch, and then we'll have cocktails at 5 o'clock to discuss our climate initiatives for sustainability.
844-500-4242-917. Murdoch's kids are no bargain. No kidding. You know what Roger Ailes used to say about the one that see out the... I can't even say it on the air. I don't even know if it's online, but I'll leave it at that. I don't want to tease everybody. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, the epitome of a cordial conversationalist.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bomb. That'll make me vomit.
Howie Carr is back.
A grim milestone. Amazon to lay off 9,000 more workers in addition to earlier cuts. How come you never hear that described as a grim milestone anymore? Because there's a Democrat in the White House. There's a new bill in Massachusetts that would give Muslims privileged status. The Massachusetts state legislature is considering a bill that would promote and privilege the participation of Muslims in state politics. It's entitled An Act Promoting the Civil Rights and Inclusion of American Muslims in the Commonwealth that, quote, would establish a commission charged with promoting the participation of Muslims in the governance of the state. It would, quote, identify and recommend qualified American Muslims for appointed positions at all levels of government, including boards and commissions, such as the commission considers necessary and appropriate, unquote. No such commissions exist for Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, or anyone else. How about one? Can we have a commission for Roman Catholics? How about Unitarian Universalists? How about Baha'is? No? 844-500-4242. Jacob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
So, the 2 years since Joe Brandon's been in office, everything that he's done so far, from gas prices to, and then especially everything else, even stuff that didn't happen under, you know, with the East Palestine, I love how whenever everything happened, that the Democrats, they either blame Russia or they blame Trump.
Right.
And it's so ridiculous at this point.
It is. But they get away with it because they control the media. You know, one of the sins of the media and everybody are not just sins of commission, meaning something you did, but something you didn't do, sins of omission. And in the case of the media, they're not doing any investigative reporting because they don't care. The Hunter Biden laptop is you know, example number one. I'll tell you another example is the Twitter files. These Twitter files of number 19 that Matt Taibbi came out with, they are amazing. They wanted. We've talked a little bit about it since Friday when they came out. They wanted to suppress true stories. They didn't care. They said it didn't matter if the story was true, as long as it encouraged vaccine hesitancy. Now, if there's a story saying that you could get sick from taking the vaccine and you could get killed by taking the vaccine, you could die because you took it, or you could take the vaccine and roll the dice and it wouldn't even stop you from getting the transmission, from getting the virus, which probably wouldn't kill you in the first place unless you were very old or very sick. If there was a story that told you all of those facts, all of which are true, they would say that story has to be suppressed. You need to be canceled from YouTube. You need to be canceled from all social media because it encourages vaccine hesitancy. That's why, you know, I think this interview is a joint venture by News Corp and Rupert Murdoch and Ron DeSantis. Going after Fauci is a really wise strategy, I think. I mean, that's something that, you know, the only thing Trump can say is, my back was up against the wall. They had me in a corner. And that's the truth. And we can all understand that. But that goes against his narrative, you know, that he was, that I wouldn't say he was rolled per se. I think backed into the corner is the phrase I would use. But he can't deny that. And I think that's what this is. You think of this as a test marketing, as focus grouping. This story is a focus group to see what works, what plays well on social media as soon as this story begins to get around. And again, you can get it at the New York Post, or we tweeted it out earlier today at Howie Carr Show. You can get it. It's Piers Morgan. And again, take Piers Morgan with a grain of salt. The private eye doesn't call him Piers Moron for nothing. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.